Hello, I'm Paul Matthews, and today on AST, I'm going to be taking a break from doing my usual beer guides to present 1 hour of 60s music, along with pop and rock news headlines from each year. A special 60s hitback show, especially for you, as one of the Christmas shows right here on 94.3. And let's start off with those news headlines. With 1960, the year in which Eddie Cochran was killed in a car crash, the Shadows started recording their own singles. They had previously only worked as Cliff's backing group. And whilst on the subject of Mr. Richard, 1960 was definitely his year, because he had six hit singles. Ricky Valens had his one and only hit, which was Tell Laura I Love Her, and here's that very record.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. You wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, tell Laura I love her. Something to do that cannot wait. He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die. Now in the chapel, Laura prays for Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die. Tell Laura I love her.
A moving song there from Ricky Valens, a number one back in 1960, Tell Laura I Love Her. And we go on to 1961 now, and before we play a record from that year, here's some headlines. The Allisons, Britain's entry into the Eurovision Song Contest, came second, and they were booked for 2 weeks at the London Palladium. The song they entered was Are You Sure? A four-track tape recorder won a top award at an audio fair. The French wanted to ban rock by law, and the 14-year-old Helen Shapiro had two number one hits, You Don't Know and Walking Back to Happiness.
Funny, but it's true, what loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you. you more each day, walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, I never knew I'd miss you, now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. I'm making up for things I said. Whoop-a, oh yeah, and mistakes to which they led. Whoop-a, oh yeah, I shouldn't have gone away, so I'm coming back today. Walking back to happiness I threw away.
I couldn't sing like that when I was 14. In fact, I can't sing like that now. I suppose being the wrong sex doesn't help. And now some headlines from 1962.
Hallmark of quality written radio.
Yes, now you know where Radio 2 got their jingles from. It was announced that the Isle of Man was to have its own commercial radio station, Manx Radio. An agreement was reached between the Musicians' Union and the Mecca organisation, putting musicians onto £27 for six afternoons and evenings. And the Beatles hit the charts for the first time with Love Me Do.
Love me do. Oh,
A number 17 hit for the Fabulous Four, the Beatles' Love Me Do, which entered the charts on the 15th of December 1962. 1963, Buddy Holly, 4 years after his death, had four top 10 hits. Michael Holliday died at the young age of 34. Records rose in price to 6 shillings and 8 pence for singles, 10 shillings and 9 pence for EPs, and 35 to 37 and 6 for LPs. Don't ask me to convert that into new pence. I haven't got my ready reckoner here in the studio. The Beatles had their first number one hit, which was From Me to You, and the stage of the Liverpool Cavern on which they first performed was sold in pieces as souvenirs. And finally, the Rolling Stones hit the charts for the first time. Their first one was Come On, which got to number 21, and then they had a follow-up, I Want to Be Your Man, which got to number 12. Once described as the ugliest group around, that was the Rolling Stones and I Want to Be Your Man. On to 1964, the Applejacks became the first Birmingham group to have a chart hit single, and the record was Tell Me When. Jim Reeves was killed in a plane crash, Radio Caroline started broadcasting at Easter time, and Screaming Lord Sutch, who later set up his own pirate station, opposed Harold Wilson in the general election. 64 was the birth of Tamla Motown, and the classic record House of the Rising Sun got to number one for the Animals.
Been the ruin of many a war. tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
Classic from the Animals, The House of the Rising Sun.
Newsbeat, presenting Caroline Headline News and Weather.
Yes, 1964, a very important year in broadcasting history because Radio Caroline started. And many other radio stations followed suit, broadcasting from around the British coast. On to 1965, we have some headlines starting with the controversial duo of Sonny and Cher. They had a hit record, their first one, I Got You Babe, and it got to number one. PJ Proby was banned as obscene by the Rankin ABC circuits for splitting his pants on stage. And on a sadder note, Nat King Cole died in Hollywood. Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds because he thought they were getting too commercial. And Alan Price left the Animals. The Beatles were awarded an MBE. And the Seekers had their first hit single, which got to number one.
No matter what I do, for I know.
Very popular group here in 1965, The Seekers, and a number one for them, I'll Never Find Another You. And on to 1966, and some headlines, starting with Frank Sinatra, who was celebrating his 25th year of showbiz, and he also topped the charts with Strangers in the Night. Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker got together and formed the group Cream, and they did a debut at the Windsor Festival. While The Who at the same festival smashed up their stage equipment and threw water all over the audience. A Georgian radio station burned all its Beatles records in protest against John Lennon's "We're More Popular Than Jesus" remark. And finally, the Small Faces had four hit singles, including the number one success, All or Nothing.
She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. Somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's by my excitations.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's by my
Well, there you had two number one records from 1966, All or Nothing from the Small Faces, and the Good Vibrations of the Beach Boys. And you're listening to Good Vibrations this Christmas on EST 94.3 FM. My name's Paul Matthews, presenting a 1960s hitback show. And if you want to write to me or any of the guys at the station, the address is EST, Box 943. 190 Monument Road, Birmingham 16, Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Birmingham 16. We've reached 1967, and there's quite a lot of headlines, so I've split them into two halves. Jimi Hendrix was hailed as the newest name in pop excitement when his first record, Hey Joe, overtook the Stones in the charts. The Move turned down an offer to play in the Birmingham Cathedral after their plan to chop up an effigy of the devil was rejected. The Monkees were exposed as not playing the instruments on their hit records. And White as Shade of Pale was a number one hit single for Procol Harum.
Thank you.
getting kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling. At first just go sleep, turn the wider shade of fear.
One of the many classics released in 1967, that one from Procol Harum and A Whiter Shade of Pale. And more headlines from that year, Mick Jagger was sentenced to 3 months imprisonment for possession of 4 pep pills, and Melody Maker had a front page protest and joined forces with the Times newspaper demanding his freedom. 1967 was also the year that everyone was wearing flowers in their hair. And a sad year because the British pirates were outlawed by the British Labour government, but Caroline continued.
Love. nothing you can see that isn't shown. No way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be.
Is Radio Caroline. It is now 12 midnight. We want to say welcome to the new phase of broadcasting from Caroline. I want you to remember something. That is, a station that belongs to you and is right cannot ever be taken away from you. And there are a lot of people along the coast tonight who are flashing their headlamps at us. Very, very nice to see you. You've made us more happy, and I couldn't think it was possible, but you have made us more happy than we are already. Dale, what are you doing there?
I'm looking out the porthole window. It really is amazing to see all those cars out there and to know that we're not alone in this our most important moment. It's tremendous.
Of course we're not alone, you
I've just been outside and all the, you know, the lights are flashing across the water, and it really is a tremendous sight to see. It really is.
Now is the time to raise your glass for Caroline, to hold hands with the one you love. This is Caroline International on 259, Great Britain's only pre-commercial radio station.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle
those who come to San Francisco.
From the beautiful days of Flower Power, which were 1967, that was the number one record for Scott McKenzie, San Francisco, Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair. And prior to that, All You Need Is Love from the Beatles, the record that started off a new phase in broadcasting, as Johnny Walker said. 1968 is the year that we're coming on to now, and before we play a record from that year, the headlines. And the first one is about Jimi Hendrix. The New York Times hailed Hendrix as the Black Elvis, and his LP Electric Ladyland was banned by some British record shops because of the nude ladies on the cover. The Sgt. Pepper LP received a Grammy Award. The London Marquee Club celebrated its 10th anniversary. The Beatles released the first single on their Apple label, which was Hey Jude. The Yardbirds became the group Led Zeppelin. Traffic split up. Eric Burdon left the Animals. Peter Tork quit the Monkees. And Gary Puckett had a number one hit with this one, Young Girl.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
Gary Puckett and the group The Union Gap, and number one hit in 1968 entitled Young Girl. And we're on to our final year, 1969. This was the year in which Fleetwood Mac recorded Albatross, and it hit the number one spot. Unusual for them because it was an instrumental. John and Yoko held a seven-day bed-in at Amsterdam's Hilton in an anti-war protest. And also they released their wedding album, not the one with pictures in, one with record tracks on. The Who unveiled their rock opera Tommy. Deep Purple played a concert with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra at the Albert Hall. The Beeb Band, the number one hit Je T'aime by Jane Birkin. By the way, I forgot to mention, in 1968, the BBC launched their answer to the pirate stations. I'm laughing because it is a laugh. And that was Radio 1. I didn't want to mention it, but I thought I better had, you see, because it's part of history. Bad history. And finally, 1969 was the year that this record got to number one, a classic from Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Marvin Gaye with one of the best all-time records from the Tamla Motown label, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And that brings us on to the end of the 60s special right here on EST. And on a final note, as you know, I present the beer guide. And I'd like to now tell you what my pub of the year is. It's the Woodman, Well Street in Hockley. The reason I've chosen this pub is because the landlord and his wife are very friendly. The M&B mild served on hand pumps is great, and so are the sandwiches and rolls offered on a lunchtime. The pub itself is full of unusual bric-a-brac, ranging from brass plates to old medicine bottles. Over the Christmas and New Year period, they're serving Highgate Old Ale straight from the cask at 63 pence a pint. It's a bit extra, but it's well worth the extra pennies, as it's very warming in this cold weather that we're having at the moment. So there you are, my pub of the year on EST, the Woodman, Well Street in Hockley. Why not pop down there during the festive season? And also, why not write and tell me what your favourite drinking house is? And maybe if we get enough people responding to this request, we'll be able to compile a top three of the EST listeners' pubs of the year. And the address to send your nominations to is 190 Monument Road, And that I should have said box 943 to start off with. EST box 943, 190 Monument Road, Birmingham 16. And we'd love to hear from you. Well, that's it from me until 1982, when I'll be back with the fortnightly beer guide. So until then, lots of love and peace, and ta-da.
Thank you.